This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Delightful, magnificent, beautiful, wonderful day. Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here. And the name of the show is The Joy of Living. And this show is only and all about you. The only reason that I exist and am broadcasting right now on K4HD.com, where you turned into, and we're on the internet, so everybody anywhere on the entire planet who has access, and that's probably everybody these days, can hear us, K4HD.com. The name of the show is The Joy of Living, Barry Shore, sitting in Venice Beach, and I am looking out at the great, vast Pacific Ocean at Santa Monica Bay, in one of the most beautiful, idyllic places in all of the world. Hello, wonderful world. Get ready for something really special. Now, this is 2019. Yes, we're in a new year. It's January, the beginning, and everything feels fresh and beautiful and clean. Ah, you can really smell the difference, right? From last year and yesterday to today. Yes, it's not just a hangover. It is over and done and new and reborn. This show is called The First 180 Seconds. Yes, it's about the first 3 minutes of your life. And we're going to explore some of the most intricate and intimate and idealistic ideas that you would have ever been taught. And we're going to change the very course of humanity because of you. You are really the whole reason that the world exists. And we're going to show you what happens in the first 3 minutes of your life and how you bring bounty and goodness and abundance to the world. K4HD.com. You can call in at 818-570-5443. Of course, you can send in messages, questions from, wow, lots of people, because there are more than 251,728 people that are listening to us at this very moment around the world. And as is our wont, we love saying hello to people from different places in the world. So two of the places we're going to say hello to from today, one is, yes, they're waving to us from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Now, why am I choosing Kalamazoo, Michigan? Just because it has a great name. Kalamazoo. Where do you live? I live in a place called Kalamazoo. K-A-L-A-M-A-Z-O-O. Kalamazoo. You can't get more fun than having a name like Kalamazoo for the city where you live or do business and have fun and even visit. It's wonderful. And the other place we have a big hello and a warm welcome is from Chiang Mai. Two words. Chiang Mai, it's in the north of Thailand. And it was one of the capitals of Thailand at one time. And we have greetings from my sister and my brother-in-law because they are spending their holiday in Chiang Mai in Thailand and enjoying it thoroughly. And I've been there a number of times. It's quite a beautiful place, and a very interesting place with a great history and such like that. So again, from around the world, people can hear us on K4HD.com. And if you ever miss a moment of the show, or even better, you want to share it with friends, because we talk about Gimme Five, what we want to do is influence five people for the good, because you're good looking, which means you're always looking for the good. So go to iHeartRadio, that's the letter I, H-E-A-R-T Radio, iHeartRadio, and do search for The Joy of Living, and you'll scroll down to podcast, you'll find us, and give me five. Share it with family and friends, and even, as we say, with people you don't like. Because if you do, you'll come to like them. Because when they listen to The Joy of Living, they'll be infused, as you are, with the joy of living, and that will help spread the message, because it makes a difference in the world. How you are. When you are filled with joy, happiness, peace, and love, then it's a different world. It is the world you want. And through understanding the first 180 seconds of your life, we're going to come to be able to do that on a regular basis and make such a difference in the world that 2019 may become historic, because it will bring about the Messiah. It will bring about transformation. It will bring about transmutation. It will bring about peace on earth to people of goodwill everywhere. How's that for something wonderful? Is that not a bright, beautiful, bountiful, abundant way of looking at the world? Absolutely. Now, I do have to warn you in advance, of course, that I am prone to using a four-letter F-U word. I'll use it liberally throughout the show. So I'm just giving you fair warning. Those of you who have listened before, you know this, but I just want to make sure that you are prepared. And also that we do something here called reframing. Reframing is taking words or letters that we already know and really bringing out the most positive aspect of them. For instance, the one we use a lot is WWW. If you ask a friend, what does WWW stand for, and they don't listen to the show, well, they might tell you the World Wide Web, where in actuality, it is, what a wonderful world. And yes, what a is a word. What a wonderful world. Now, that four-letter F-U word, fun. Fun. Well, you say, wait a minute, Mr. Shaw, you don't spell fun, F-U-N. That's only three letters. That's not how I spell it. I spell it F-U-N-N. Fun, and capital N. Well, wait a minute, that's not how you spell it. That's how I spell it. That is my F-U four-letter word. So F-U-N-N. Go have, make, and enjoy fun. Okay, here we go. Put on your seatbelts. Wow, we got lots of questions up on the board already, but we'll get to some of them in just a moment, because we are talking about the first 180 seconds of your life. What you do in the first 3 minutes upon awakening, upon moving from the subconscious state, which is called sleep, to the conscious state, which is being awake, those precious seconds make all the difference in you, to your family, to your friends, and yes, to the world. You are mad. You are mad. You make a difference. Well, how do I even begin to think about this? First of all, because it's what exists in the world. A number of years ago, several decades already, astronomers, scientists had to admit that there is such a thing as what is called generally the Big Bang. Now, we've all heard about it. It's like hearing about DNA. Okay, we all know it exists, but do we? If you had to write a one page 400 or 500 words about DNA, I think most of us wouldn't be able to do it. We could write about 10 words. Or the Big Bang. What does it mean? Well, essentially it means two very important things in terms of the world of life and ideas. In terms of ideas, the Big Bang actually gave evidence that the Bible, Genesis, especially the first sentence, in the beginning, is true. I didn't say proof. I said evidence. Why? Because until that time, until the time that the Big Bang, which essentially said the following, there was a point in time, and literally a minuscule point, where almost all energy of the world, of the universe, of the multiverse, of all the different nebula that exist, the billions and billions of planets and planetary structures, all were compressed into a tiny point. And then that point exploded. That means that there was a beginning. That means that the idea that the universe or the world as we know it always existed, did not have a beginning and doesn't have an end, just is not proven or even possible by evidence. The Big Bang showed that there was something that happened in the beginning. That means there's a beginning. Now, the first 3 minutes after the Big Bang is a time period that's worth a whole book. Matter of fact, there's a book written called The First 3 Minutes. That's where I got the initial idea. It's important because it was during this very short time period, 180 seconds, that all the hydrogen and most of the helium in the universe today was formed. And this hydrogen and helium are the two most abundant elements in the universe. They're the basic materials from which the galaxies and the stars are formed. That's a big wow. Now, wow, by the way, again, we talk about reframing. Wow stands for words of wisdom. Because when you hear something that reverberates and all you can explain it or exclaim is, wow. Really what you're saying is words of wisdom. They touch, they prove, they probe, they give evidence to something beyond self. There's much more to you than you, as you know. Everybody listening to the show is only listening because of one reason. Because you understand that the joy of living is what life is about. This is not a static process. We are moving, constantly growing, doing, participating in. So let's go back to our discussion. At the very instant now of what we call this Big Bang, the universe formed as some rapidly expanding ball of energy at remarkably high temperatures, talking trillions of degrees. And as soon as it began to expand, well, that expansion away from the heat means it was cooling. And as it cooled, some of the energy sort of froze. What physicists and scientists called, they call it something, you ready for this? They called it a symmetry breaking. Well, if you were in Kalamazoo, Michigan, in the middle of winter, you can do this symmetry breaking in your backyard. Why? Take some water and throw it up into the air. It will freeze into ice. That's symmetry breaking. So in this case, though, instead of freezing into ice like water, the energy began to solidify into matter. Matter. That's what we are. We are matter. The planet is matter. The galaxies are matter. Now, this This continued for about 180 seconds, 3 minutes. And then all of this matter started contracting into stars under the force that we know as gravity. Gravity. After the first 3 minutes of this Big Bang, there were no more elements that were created for millions of years, because the universe is, practically speaking, composed almost entirely of hydrogen, helium, and energy. And we discuss energy in a long, I think almost two shows, we discuss energy and the great law of the conservation energy, that it can never be eliminated. Energy always is, because it just changes form. Hydrogen, helium, and energy. So it's a pretty sobering thought that every atom in your body, in theory, by the way, can be traced back to the Big Bang. The nitrogen, the oxygen we breathe, the carbon that our body is composed of, all came from this ancient star, this Big Bang. So that's why some scientists, actually me, I'm not a scientist per se, but I'm very fond of saying that we are stardust. That's really what we are. And a star stands for sunshine transformed and reformatted. That's what you are. You're a star. And you're a mad star, because you want to make a difference. You understand that if there's a Big Bang, there's a beginning, there's something, some force that caused the beginning. Let's call it God. Now, God, G-O-D, doesn't call himself God. God has many names that are used in many different cultures. And I think what we'll do is we'll discuss God a little bit when we come back from a break. So we'll see you in about 2 minutes, and we will talk about God. Make it a great one.
Hey, this is Rich Ward, the Duke of Metal from Fozzy, and you're listening to K4HD Radio, because you have good taste in music.
Hey, this is Rebel Medler. Join me for In Your Face on W4CY.com, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. We carry a full line of products like Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We have FDA-approved meals that are prepared daily. Stop by our brand new store located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in the Festival Flea Market in Pompano, Florida, or call 954-971-2500. Check us out online at www.realfoodforpets.com. If your pet's overweight, suffers from skin problems, or you suspect food allergies, we have the solution. We also carry a large variety of pet strollers, bedding, apparel, collars, leashes, natural chews, and grooming supplies. Veterinarian-owned and operated, Fiesta Pet Deli's mission is to help every pet owner have the healthiest pet they possibly can. Call us today for local deliveries or shipping throughout the United States. Call Fiesta Pet Deli today at 954-971-2500. That's 954-971-2500.
Hello, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here. The joy of living. K4HD.com. And if you miss a moment of the show, and you don't want to do that, because what you really want to do is go to iHeartRadio. That's the letter I, H-E-A-R-T, radio.com. type in the search bar, The Joy of Living, go to podcast and share. Give me five. We have over 250,000 people listening. Share with five people. We'll get over 1 million, and we will tip the balance for the good. And when we talk about good, we talk about God. God and good are actually the same name, the same word in English. God doesn't call himself God because God doesn't necessarily speak English. Neither he nor she nor it nor whatever you want to call God, the creator, let's call it the creator. That's a better term because that's what we're talking about. The Big Bang, the first 180 seconds of the existence of what we call our world and how this relates to us. So let's talk about how it relates to us first and then go back and plug that in. It relates to the world. The creator, the Big Bang, you are star stuff. What happens when you move from the subconscious state, which is sleep, deep, loving, embracing, powerful, healing sleep, and you awake? Awake! And that happens in a split of a moment. So what we like to work with is what happens in the first 180 seconds of our being awake. What do you do? How do you act? What do you think about? What are your first thoughts, words, and actions or deeds? So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to share with you a couple of things. I'm going to ask you to consider doing the following. Have a piece of paper, clean, new, fresh, large, and divide it into three, either vertically or horizontally. And in one place, write thoughts. Next place, words. Next place, deeds or actions. That's going to be for one day. I'd like you to do this for 5 days. We're going to journal what we think about, what we speak about, and what we do in the first 180 seconds of your day. Because I am going to tell you, urge you, plead with you, beg of you, cajole you, tickle you. Imagine me tickling hundreds of thousands of people over the radio, through the internet. I'm tickling you under your arms, on your feet, in your belly, wherever you're ticklish, to do the following, to consider and understand that you, yes, you, make a difference in the delivery of food, water, clean air, peacefulness, life to the billions of people on the planet. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds in the first 180 seconds of your existence in the morning or whenever you get up out of sleep make a difference. Yes, you. Now, notice that I'm emphasizing the term you, because it's going to be very important in just a moment. What do you think about when your eyes open and you are awake? Do you awaken to the sound of an alarm clock, an alarm on the phone, music? Just get up because you've programmed yourself to do so? How do you waken? It makes a big difference. And then the music that you listen to if you waken. Do you think about what you have to do in the day? Do you think about having a cup of coffee? Do you think about turning over and going back to sleep Hello, we're all human. What do you think about in the first few moments of being awake? And then we're going to apply some NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. Very small. We're going to learn how to understand our own mind and just tweak it a little bit and see if we can open up gates of abundance, gates of food, gates of life, gates of peace for the entire world. If you recall when we first started the show, if you tuned in the beginning, these first 180 seconds, these first 3 minutes of energy, helium and hydrogen pouring forth from a microscopic dot, and out of it all came the billions upon billions of planets that exist in the world today. Matter exists, and all comes from a tiny point. And everything makes a difference in those first 180 seconds, those first 3 minutes. So when you think abundance, when you think peace, when you think feeding people, when you think thank you for being alive, when you think joy, happiness, love, then the gates are open wide. Now here is the interesting dilemma. When you think, I would like to help the world, I want to do this, I will do this, I am, and the letter and the word I precedes, then you narrow down as far as possible and constrict all of those ideas that you want to have happen in abundance. It's a very interesting concept that when you don't put you in the equation, meaning all you want to do is to be part and parcel of the abundance of life. There's no self involved. You're not putting, I want to do this. Then food will be plentiful and distributed well. But you might say, Mr. Shore, are you telling me that if I think thoughts in the morning about feeding people, that there won't be any hunger on the planet? Are you possibly telling me that? Yes. But that can't be true. You're right. I'm not telling you exactly that. What I'm saying to you is, there will be abundance of food. It will be distributed well. When you remove the I and the self and plug in and recognize that all you are and all you want to be is a conduit, a channel of goodness, a channel of God, a highway for abundance, for joy, for happiness, for peace and love. When you do that, these first 3 minutes, these 180 seconds become so precious, so powerful, that nothing can stand in their way of being fulfilled. You are channeling the Creator. You are part of God. You are infinite. You are immortal. When you begin to think this way, act this way, think about it. What words do you use in the morning? What thoughts do you have in the morning? What actions do you take? What do you listen to When we come back from the break, we're going to go right now, 2 minutes, we're going to go into something really deep and exciting and expansion. See you in just two.
Hi, this is Pathetic from Anti-Flag, and you're listening to K4HD Radio.
Fiesta Pet Deli, the only true holistic pet food retailer in South Florida. We carry a full line of fresh and frozen diets from Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We also carry a full line of pet strollers, pet apparel, collars and leashes, natural treats, and grooming supplies. The best part is we have limited local deliveries and shipping throughout the United States. So come by and see our store at the Festival Marketplace, located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in Pompano, Florida, or call us at 954-971-2500. Again, that's 954-971-2500.
Hey everyone, I'm Jimmy Starr, the King of Cool, and your host of the Jimmy Starr Show, the entertainment radio show for all you cool and unique people looking to get a behind-the-scenes peek at what's going on in the entertainment industry. Listen in as me and my cool crowd of co-hosts bring you celebrity guests, new music, and the good times in fashion, entertainment, and pop culture. Right, everybody?
Right!
Tune in live Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on W4CY.com.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Welcome back. Barry Shore here, the joy of living, and we are discussing the first 180 seconds of your life and how much it makes a difference to the entire world. We talked about the Big Bang, the beginning of all matter in the world. We talked about God, the Creator, and how you become the co-creator when you focus and channel your thoughts, your words, and your deeds in the first 180 seconds of being alive, of moving from the subconscious into the conscious state, meaning you wake up in the morning. What you do in the morning when you wake up makes a difference to the whole world. You can feed billions of people. You can help make sure there's peace. You can help make sure there's life when you channel, when you are a conduit of the good. Now, that means that we have to first see who we are and what we do. So I ask you, take some paper, or you can even use a journal, a diary, whatever you want, and divide it into three. One place, thoughts. Another, words. Another, deeds. And for the next 5 days, watch, just watch. Don't make judgments. What do you do? What do you think about in the morning? Are you craving for coffee, a cigarette? I can't imagine anybody would do that, but that's okay. Are you listening to music? What kind of music? Are you listening to the news? Oh, my God. In the first 180 seconds of being alive, who would want to do that? So what do you listen to? What do you say? What do you do? What do you want to plug into? Because when you plug into and channel goodness, then that's what you are. You are so powerful that not if, but when you do know how powerful you are, you will want to do this regularly. You will be looking forward to going to sleep so you can wake up and be of benefit to the world. You are bountiful. You're beloved, and you want to channel that. That means the I gets put aside. The things you have to do today get put aside. Those first 180 seconds, those first 3 minutes of the life of you are dedicated to serving the world. We've talked about this many times, the four P's, purpose, prayer, perseverance, and patience. But the first P is purpose, living a purposeful life, having a purposeful birth that occurs every single time you wake up from a deep sleep. You have purposeful birth. You're human. When you recognize the power that you have as a human in your thoughts, in your words, in your actions, then at least for those first 180 seconds, those first 3 minutes, they will all be so focused and concentrated on making a difference that you truly will be mad and you will make a difference. My name is Barry Shore. On September 17th, 2004, I was standing up in the morning, just like everybody I hear listening to this show right now, The Joy of Living on K4HD.com. A few hours later, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. Not from an automobile accident. A rare disease took over my body, and all I could move was my mouth. And even that was somewhat limited. Nothing on my body moved. It was a major change of life. Thank God, I had been living with joy previous to this. But that was a change. My journey through recovering from being a quadriplegic, not able to move anything on my body except my mouth, enabled me to go deep into the world of love, of joy, of happiness and peace, and find these wondrous, powerful, positive, purposeful ideas to share with you. You are the reason the world exists. The Creator didn't just create the Big Bang and all the billions of planets and all the things that are here. The Creator created you. Here are some basic questions that we all want to look at. And if we don't, or until we do, then why are we here? Why were you brought into the world after all? Why are you here? Now, if you're here, why were you born with precisely the form that you have, that you possess? When you want to ask that, why were you born in the specific year and on the specific day to those specific parents in the type of family? And for what reason do you have your particular character traits, your mind, your feelings, your conceptions? Why? And when you ask this also. What happened before you were born? Did you ever come here before? Those questions are so powerful, so important, that when we begin to ask them, we will find out that we are, you are, an essential part of the world. And that you're a co-creator in the world. You have a great responsibility and a great opportunity to be of benefit. Wow! Words of wisdom. Wow! Here's an amazing story. Just wondrous. I tingle when I think about it and I like to say it over. This actually happened to a 12-year-old, happened to be a boy, 12-year-old boy, thousands of years ago. His name was Solomon. The good Lord came to Solomon in the nighttime while he was sleeping in his dream and asked him, Solomon, ask me for anything you would like, and I will give it to you. That's pretty heady stuff. 12-year-old, the creator of the universe comes and says, ask me for anything, and I will grant it to you. What would you ask for? Wealth? Power? Honor? What did Solomon, 12-year-old, the future king of Israel, ask for? Wisdom. 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 The ability to understand. And with wisdom comes wealth, honor, and power, but it's wisdom that is the driver. When we come back, we're going to finish up with our first 3 minutes and see how you make a difference in the world. See you in two.
Have you ever dreamed of having your own radio show? Well, W4CY Radio makes dreams come true. You can be a radio personality on the number one ranked internet radio station in West Palm Beach, Florida. We can be heard in 105 countries and all U.S. states. Promote your business, earn up to $10,000 per month and more. It's all up to you. Have fun and be heard. Call 561-506-4031. That's 561-506-4031. Start your radio show now.
How healthy is your pet? Does your pet suffer from ear infections, allergies, diabetes, cancer? Does your pet have a sensitive stomach? Well, we have the solution. Who are we? Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. Our exclusive real food diets bring back the puppy and kitten in your pet. Have a healthier pet, less shedding, less scratching and itching, and eliminate allergies. We carry a full assortment of healthy, holistic, frozen, canned, and dry foods. Try out South Florida's largest selection of natural supplements. We also have a large selection of natural treats, chews, and natural grooming products. It's only natural to stop by Fiesta Pet Deli for all your natural products to keep your pet healthier and happier. Stop by Fiesta Pet Deli at the Festival Marketplace, located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in Pompano. Or call us at 954-971-2500. That's 954-971-2500. Don't forget, ask for your $10 off coupon, good for any purchase over $50. Fiesta Pet Deli.
Have you ever dreamt of being on the radio? Well, now is your chance. Be a radio show guest on the number one ranked internet radio station and promote you and your business for free. Yes, you heard it, free. Business advertising right here on W4CY.com. Call 561-506-4031 now to get booked on one of our shows. That's 561-506-4031. Get your free advertising now.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, the joy. The first 180 seconds, so many questions, all about the same issue. And if I was not clear, I want to be clear now. We are journaling. We're going to watch ourselves for 5 days, one piece of paper for each day on the paper, divided into three, thoughts, words, deeds, and examine yourself for the first 180 seconds. When do you write this down about what thoughts you had, your words and your deeds? 5-10 minutes later, just for the moment, just be, just do what you normally do. Don't try to change anything right now. Just journal. Get up in the morning, just like you always do for the next 5 days, and write it down. 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, write down what you think you thought about, what you think you did. Just watch yourself and see what pattern arises. If you would like to feel free to send me the information and I'll go over it and gladly respond. You can reach me by email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at Barry Shore, BarrySHore.com. Barry at BarryShore.com. Send me what you want. Ask me questions. I am so eager to show you and share with you the power that you have, the power that is within you to channel. When you begin to channel through you into abundance, into giving, into generosity, into feeding people, causing peace, bringing about benefit into the world, it's as if you opened up a mile-wide highway. When you use the term, I want to do this, I'd like to feed people, anytime you use the word I, you reduce that highway until it's down to the size of a capillary in your body. Microscopic. You are a channel. You are a conduit. As we learned with Solomon in the story, he asked for wisdom. 12-year-old boy asked for wisdom. From wisdom comes wealth, honor, power, all the things that want to be good in the world. We have a very important understanding concept. On the path that you choose to go, you will be assisted and led on that path. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Understand that these first 3 minutes, just like the Big Bang, and which caused the entire world as we know it, all the billions of planets, everything that you see existed in a tiny, insignificant, microscopic point in the beginning. And then that explosion out caused benefit. That's you. You have exactly the same power because you are part of the infinite. Life's tumult, its sorrows and joys and all the potent intoxicants of life are such that they confuse the person, they wrinkle the brow. When you go out to some place where it's quiet, you can actually see the stars and you can begin to feel the essence of life. Then you say, yes, yes, I am the true reality. You begin to know that you exist and you're a channel. If it weren't for the sound of the tumult of the city, then we would hear the sound of the revolution of the sun itself. Go forth, my dear, beloved, immortal beings, my brothers and sisters. Nothing stands to the world. Nothing stands in your way of bringing peace on this earth. Nothing stands in your way of making a difference. You have everything you need. Everything. From the subconscious to the conscious, in the moment that you awake, in those first 180 seconds, right now, all you want to do is observe who you are. And after that, you are going to train yourself to just be and think. Thank you, abundance. Thank you, peace. Thank you, love. Thank you, joy, happiness. Go forth, love.